Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. So it's just you and me. That's right. I've got some things I want to say. I've got some ideas I want to share with you. And it's, you know, we're getting this, the new year kicked off, 2012. It's a big year. I think 2012 is going to be a defining year, not only for America, but for the world. I really do believe that there are going to be a lot of things decided this year that will set the course for human events for some time to come. I think we'll look back on 2012 as an important pivotal year. And if from a business standpoint, I think it will be a pivotal year, because I think it will be the year that will pivot us out of what's been going on since 2007 into the next expansion, which I think we're going to have. And so I want you to make sure that you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in 2012. And so I've got 10 fundamentals. They're not resolutions, because as I said earlier, resolutions are optional. Fundamentals are not optional. Fundamentals are essential to your success. And so let's get started. The first one, first fundamental, and you know what it is. You know how I feel about this. Cash is still king, my friends. You have to manage the relationship. You have to get good at managing the relationship between accounts payable and accounts receivable. Days payable, days receivable. How many days does it take people to pay you? How many days are you allowed to pay others? That relationship between those two is as essential to survival for your business as breathing is to you living. You've got to get comfortable with the relationship between accounts payable days and accounts receivable days. Number two, declare war on excess inventory. You know, this is not the time of just-in-case inventory management is long gone. Just in time. Do not let anything spend the night under your roof, any product spend the night under your roof, unless it's turning, you know people are buying it fairly often, or it's paid for. Everything else can be ordered. People are used to waiting a lot of times for something, a day or so. If it's not so, and if they're not, it's because they need it, and you should stock it if it's turning that often. So be sure to watch your inventory. Inventory is cash. Every time you look at inventory, think of it as cash that's losing value. Every day on your shelf, it's cash that's losing value. Number three, convert non-performing assets to cash. Whatever you have that you're not using, you should convert it to cash somehow. Find somebody who will buy it. If you have to sell it short, whatever you have to do, remember this. If you're not using it, it's going to be worth less tomorrow than it is today. So any day you wait to convert to cash, you're just fooling yourself. You're just deluding yourself into thinking, you know, differently. And so you're better off. Cash is king, folks. That's what I said the first time. So I'm continuing that theme. All right, here's another one. Number four, employees, as you know, if you think about it, look around you and look at how money is spent in your business. Who consumes, who uses the assets that you buy, the things that you buy, and who pays for those things? Who writes the check? Who manages the payment of all that? Probably not you as much as your employees. Your employees burn gas in the cars they drive for you, or trucks, or the lights, or the paper, or the computers, or whatever. They do that, right? Well, ask them, how could we find efficiencies? How can we maximize margins? How can we get more How can we maximize our pricing, the what we pay for our goods? How can we maximize payroll? How can we maximize utilities? Whatever it may be. Think about that, folks. Ask them. Because they are so close to where your money is being burned, they're closer to it than you are a lot of times. Because of that, they may have some ideas that you hadn't thought about. So ask them about that and get them to help you. What's their motivation? How about job security? Number five, review all operational steps and eliminate or fix inefficiencies. Remember last week when Michael Stollard was on the show, he talked about the four W's. Find out what works, what doesn't work, what do we stop, and what do we continue. He recommended that you get together with your team, have a meeting, call your folks together and say, okay, let's go over everything that we do, and let's identify what's working, and whatever's causing that to work, whatever is making that happen, let's do more of that. Let's leverage that. Let's migrate that over to other things. What's not working? And is it not working because it's a bad idea, or is it not working because it's badly managed? And then you got from that list, you decide, what do we stop? What is a bad idea, or something that maybe it's a good idea, but we're not capable of managing it? And then what do we continue? What are the things that really work? So that's number five. Number six, outsourcing. My friends, outsourcing is a best practice. Outsourcing, you've heard me say this 100 times, maybe 200 times. Outsourcing is the best thing to ever happen to a small business. Whatever you do that doesn't touch a customer is not a core competency, probably. Whatever you do that does touch a customer, it probably is a core competency. The first things you outsource are non-core competencies. Payroll, human resources, maybe even delivery. Ask your team this. Have a meeting and ask your team this. Must this be done in-house? Must this be done in-house? Ask that about everything that you do. Put the ones on the left, put the ones that must be done in-house. On the right, put the ones where you say, you know what, maybe not. And if you answer no, this doesn't have to be done in-house, go find a vendor who can take it off your hands and do it under a contract rather than have an employee do it. That's what outsourcing does. It's efficient. It'll save you money. It'll make you money. 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.